Across the nation, over...
The hand kicking gonna stop. It's gonna start now. It's gonna run through the summer. And it's hot, hot, hot in public, if you will.
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees.
I came to play.
Monday night. It is 10 p.m. here on the East Coast. It is 9 p.m. Central time. And let's do some more mathemications, if you will. It is 7 o'clock on the West Coast. And we are live right now with your number one food talk show on Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn FM, iTunes, Plum Love Foods Live. That's right, guys, coming at you right now. Season 3 of this show, which is absolutely insane that this is actually happening. And we are talking food with some of the coolest food people on the planet tonight, hanging out at the bar. My name is Chef Plum. That's right. I say it sexy like that now for everybody just for, you know, because Season 3, we have to make it sexy. So, well, my name is Chef Plum. Yeah, it's just terrible. And, like, I'm looking at myself in the mirror as I sit here at the bar in my basement doing this show live, and I see my face when I say that, and I realize how much of a douchebag I look like when I say that. So I apologize. But, guys, we got a great show tonight. Incredibly humbled and excited to have. Listen, if you've been on Twitter, you know what Foodie Chats is. You know that every Monday night, 8 o'clock on the East, 7 p.m. Central, 5 o'clock on the West Coast, you can get on Twitter, type in hashtag Foodie Chats, and talk food with the entire world. It's an amazing thing to see. The events are sponsored. There's all kinds of things. There was great questions tonight. The event tonight was sponsored by an airline, which is incredible. And they were talking about just food from all over different the world and what you like. The crazy thing about this whole scenario is it is one guy who started doing this back in 2011 and has turned this hashtag into an amazing business. And what he's done is just crazy. What kind of world do we live in now? This is crazy talk. But that's where we are, and it's really great for food people, and it really has brought together a great food nation, I would like to call it, because people come together, they talk. It's a very positive outlet for everyone, and we're all talking food. I participate as much as I can on Monday nights. I was there tonight talking about it. We have the CEO and founder of Foodie Chats coming on tonight, the one and only Steve Green. We'll be calling us here in a little while from Chicago. What a great guy. Looking forward to talking to him. But, you know, listen, it brings up a good topic of conversation to get the show started tonight here in the open. And it's kind of one of those things that after working with Foodie Chats and looking at it and being a part of it tonight that I want to talk about as a chef from a chef point of view. The word foodie. Listen, it's one of those words I used to hate the word. I did. I used to hate the word foodie. I thought it was ridiculous. I thought that people who called themselves foodie were terrible and could not be trustworthy when it came to food. However, I have learned to embrace it. I have learned to enjoy the fact that we have this term that people who maybe aren't chefs or who aren't cooks, who don't live in the same world that I live in or some of the other fine people you hear on this radio program are from, but they still love food as much as we do. And they call themselves foodies. And I think it's awesome. They have taken over the world from things such as Food Network, from things such as watching even on network TV having all these television programs on now that have to do with food. It's because of the foodies that are out there. Don't mistake yourselves, guys. Listen, all you chefs and cooks who are checking us out right now as you clean your kitchen, listen to me. Don't knock them. Embrace them because they can help make your business very, very successful. I have a big dinner coming up this Friday out in New Canaan where we're taking over the acclaimed restaurant Baldanza's out in New Canaan, and I'm going in there taking over for a night and doing 7 courses. Not about me, but the point is the people coming to this dinner are foodies. They're excited to come, taste the food, taste the menu. And these foodies, you guys, are the people who let chefs kind of be able to do what we do. So I'm telling you, embrace them. Now, I kind of decided to find out if this word is a real word. Is foodie a real word embraced in our language? So I checked it out. I looked it up online. Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines a foodie as someone who embraces the fad of food, or someone who loves food a lot. The Urban Dictionary, however, describes it, and I quote, let me clear my, excuse me, defines it as a douchebag who loves food. That's what the Urban Dictionary defines it as. Listen, I take a little issue with that, because I don't think that's a fair thing to say. I don't think it's a fair thing to say at all. Without people who are like this, without people who love food, without people who embrace food, I don't think we as chefs, we as cooks, we as restaurateurs would be successful. We have to have these people. And listen, I'm finding I call myself a foodie these days as well. There's no shame in jumping in and being, hey, I'm a foodie. Whereas 5 years ago, being called a foodie would almost be like a faux pas. It's like something you would call somebody on a playground or something, but not anymore. It's a term that people should learn to like, especially in the food business, because these guys are the ones who go on Yelp. These guys are the guys who go and start food blogs and come and review us. And we find ourselves these days listening to food blogs and giving them more credence and credit than we do even looking at something like a big food writer, for instance, or someone who reviews food in a newspaper. It's amazing to see, because these guys are foodies. That's where they come from. Now, maybe the original foodie could have been someone like a newspaper reviewer or something of that nature. But I don't know, man. Every single one of those I've met, and I can only talk from my own experiences, have been very bitter and very upset with their business. And, you know, they just don't seem to be very happy people. However, every single foodie I've ever met, great people. Just to recap for 1 second here what I'm saying. Everyone, I'm talking a lot, so that's why it's kind of crazy. But every single food person, foodie I have met, very, very happy people. They're happy. They are humbled to be there. They're excited to be a part of the dinner event or the dinner itself, excited to taste the food. Whereas every single food reviewer for a newspaper and such like that I've met, honestly, guys, they just seem like they're doing you a favor. They just seem like they're there to make you, you know, to because it's their job, not because they want to be. So maybe the foodie is someone who loves food. I think what I'm trying to do here is come up with my own definition for the word foodie. And I think my definition for the word foodie is going to be a person who loves food, a person who embraces food, and a person who appreciates where the food comes from, and a person who helps me pay my bills as a chef. That's what I think I like to call it. But you look at this whole world that – listen, when I was in The Taste on ABC – they wanted to start referring to every contestant on the show, i.e. people like me, as foodistas. I think if that had actually happened, there would have been a walkout on the show. And yes, that term, foodista, was something they were going to refer to as an everyone, and that was a little scary. I would have been happy if they just called us all foodies. I mean, really, I think at this point, that would have been fantastic. So I think the definition of the word for me, foodie, a person who loves food and appreciates what it takes to make a certain dish or put food on a plate while taking taking the time to think about where the food comes from and taking the time to think about what the person had in mind when they made it. Maybe a little bit more drawn out than what the Urban Dictionary defined it as, a douchebag who likes food. But like I said, in this day and age, in 2015, going on 2016, I think that a foodie is someone who needs to be embraced, is someone who needs to be loved, and someone who we need to, as chefs, cooks, restaurateurs, take into consideration when we are doing anything with our restaurants, because these are the guys who are going to come in, enjoy the food, and have a great time. Because listen, guys, in the end, that's what it's all about. We want to create a great experience. And to me, that's what creating a great experience is about. It's watching someone who is a quote-unquote foodie take a bite of the food, smile, have a great night. And that, to me, guys, is what it's about. It's not about watching a reviewer from a magazine or a reviewer from a newspaper come in, take a bite, stare in the air, sniff as if they're trying to smell something, squint their eyes really tight, and then start writing down notes on something that more than likely they probably have no idea what they're freaking talking about. I should watch my language, huh? What they're fucking talking about. Now, I'm going to get off my high horse that I'm standing on right now, because clearly I've been on my soapbox for a minute. I'm really excited, guys. We got an awesome show tonight. I would say I popped the top on a cold one, but I didn't. My tap is working down here at the bar, so I just poured myself a nice cold beer. I just poured myself a backup slew of beer right here. And we're going to take a breather while I get that situated. We're going to come right back and talk to my man, Steve Green, looking really, really forward to talking to him. And hopefully we'll see what his definition of the word foodie is after I spent 10 minutes explaining mine. You guys are checking out the number one food show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm getting tired. I'm getting weird saying that, guys. But it's the truth, and it's so exciting, and you guys have made that happen. We'll be right back, guys. Hang tight. Oh, that's right, guys. My knife is smarter than yours. That's right, smarter. I'm talking Ergo Chef Knives. The unique patented shape makes it more of an extension of your hand. The curved handle of an Ergo Chef Knives allows for smoother cutting and less fatigue in your hand. Listen, I use these knives every day, and they are fantastic. They're my go-to knives. If I use a normal knife, like a regular chef knife anymore, my hands start to hurt and feel achy. Trust me, guys, I'm not making this up. These knives are the jam. Check them out at ErgoChef.com. That's ErgoChef.com. And tell them Chef Plum sent you by using the promo code PLUM15OFF. And get 15% off your purchase. Mike and Scott are great dudes over there, so check them out at ErgoChef.com. ProPlayerInsiders.com brings a unique behind-the-scenes look at the lives and lifestyles of the players of the National Football League with news, analysis, interviews, coverage of community events, and featured contributions from current and former NFL players and their families. Hey, and let's not forget chefs like myself are also on there. Be sure to bookmark ProPlayerInsiders.com and also find them on Facebook and on the Twitter at Player Insiders. Pro Player Insiders, the true voice of the player.
Yeah, you can be the greatest, you can be the best, you can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world, you can beat the war, you can talk the guy go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock, yeah. You can move a mountain, you can break rocks. You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you can find yourself.
Standing in the Hall of Fame,
yeah. Oh, that's right, guys, I'm telling you right now, if there was a Hall of Fame for Twitter, I think that this would definitely have to be one of the inductees. My guest right now at this time, my man Steve Green, the CEO of Foodie Chats. What's up, man? How are you?
What's up, Chef? How you doing on this Monday night?
Dude, Monday night's one of my favorite nights. I sit down here at the bar, I pop the top on a cold one, I spend some time doing some Twitter with Foodie Chats, and then I get on here and do a crazy radio show. So I don't know. That seems like a weird thing, but that's what I do.
You know, for me, man, Monday nights have never been the same. 236 Mondays ago, I tweeted,
oh my God,
what's everybody having for dinner tonight? And here we are, 236 Mondays ago, every Monday night.
And watch this math. Watch this math. Ready? Well, let me see. Let's see. You said 236 Monday nights ago. Is that right?
Yeah.
So that we're looking at May 9th, 2011, right?
May 9th, dude, fucking May, sorry. Sorry.
It's cool.
Oh,
it's cool.
Oh, my God. Yeah. May 9th, you know, to me, it's crazy. I'm watching my Bears. I got my halftime on right now. I got my Chicago Bears football on right now. And I just finished up another Monday Night Foodie Chat, 236 straight Mondays.
Wow.
Talking Foodie Chats. Crazy.
Man, it's insane, dude, to see what you've done with this. And you really have, I mean, you just, that night when you started this, you just put out there, what's everybody having for dinner tonight? And you made the hashtag Foodie Chats. And that's all you did. That's how the whole thing started, right?
That's it. It was one tweet, and it went on for 5 hours that very first night. And somebody, like, literally, like, at 2 a.m, said his Foodie Chats every Monday night. And I was like, sure, why not? I'll see you next Monday night. And then they're like, what's the theme? What's the topic? Who's the sponsor? How many questions? And it just took off from there.
Well, I've been a big fan of it for a while now. And you and I, we have a couple of mutual friends. And I actually asked our friend Adam, I said, so this Steve dude who does this, is he cool? Like, is he cool? And Adam goes, yeah, he's super cool, dude. He's really, really a very nice guy. He's a very fun guy to talk to. And that's why I said, well, I've got to get in touch with him and get him on the show here and talk to him. And, man, I tell you, anybody who has done what you've done, with especially because you're in the – whether you want to admit it or not, you're in the food business now. I mean, you're stuck for life.
Yep.
You're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
But you've actually taken – you've taken Twitter to a whole other world with this stuff, man. So it's kind of amazing. What do you think has been the biggest, the growth factor on Twitter? Because I looked at some of the numbers that are on the website, and oh my God, it's insane.
I think the biggest growth factor by far is just the everyday connecting and bonding with foodies, social foodies nationwide. Just every day meeting new people, meeting new foodies, connecting. I mean, that's been the biggest thing, regardless of anything else, just the amount of new connections I've made on a daily, weekly, monthly basis has been, like, the most fun aspect of Foodie Chat.
That's just fucking sick, man. Like, and the amount of people, I mean, you're finding is that obviously all across the country, but do you find other countries getting involved as well?
Yeah, we talk about how we're nationwide, but it's definitely worldwide because we have, like, we say every Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern, where's everyone eating and tweeting from tonight?
Yeah.
But, you know, we have people in Australia where it's 10 a.m. for breakfast, in Singapore, 10 a.m. So,
nice.
You know, London, it's 2 a.m. So we've definitely had people worldwide participating in Foodie Chats, which has been, I mean, it's been pretty cool.
So dude, how cool is it the first time when you realize that? The first time when you see that someone in another country is paying attention to what you're doing. Like, I got a tweet, I'm sorry, an Instagram message from a person in Singapore who checked out the show when we do this, and she had posted a picture of herself cleaning fish, listening to the show on her phone. You could see the logo, and that was just the most amazing thing I've ever seen. I mean, I've got to imagine, especially with Foodie Chats, the first time you see that, you're like, wow, this is crazy. This person, all I asked is, what are they having for dinner tonight? And now I'm talking to Australia. This is nuts.
It is nuts, without a doubt. And I have to say, it's, you know, words can't even explain it. But just to be able to, like, connect with people worldwide every Monday. I mean, for some, it's Tuesday morning now. But just to connect every week with people, foodies, passionate, like-minded people every week is very cool. Love it.
You got the notifications turned off on your phone, I would hope. So once you tweet it, like, one time, like turn that shit off quick because it's just your phone never stopped dinging, I would assume.
you know, when we first did it, like, the amount of notifications, it was so amazing. And I have to say, for a couple of years, the notifications were awesome. But, yes, we recently had to tone down the notifications.
Yeah.
But I love each and every one of them, man. Each and every one is so cool.
Well, it's become a business for you now, right? Like, it's an actual, like, this is a business.
It's become a business now where we connect foodies with foodies and brands with foodies and products with foodies and restaurants with foodies and just being able to create a platform or playground where like-minded people can all connect and share and yeah. I mean, there's definitely a lot of avenues out there where you can do reviews or you can share about your foodie experiences. And, you know, hey, we just want to be another one of them where you can make a connection and make a truthful connection.
Totally, man. And it's funny because I opened the show up talking about the word foodie, and as a professional chef for 20 years, you know, it was almost a bad word, where now I had mentioned in the open, it's something that I think we need to embrace that as cooks, as chefs, because we have people who may be reviewers from New York Times or from newspapers and magazines who come to eat at your restaurant, and they always just seem grumpy and not very happy, at least in my experience. But then you have someone who's a foodie. These are the people who start blogs, who do what you do. They come, they're happy, they're enjoying the food. These are the people we need to embrace. These are the people that I think can take businesses to another level.
I feel like that we could talk for hours on the actual topic or the theme of foodie. Like, what
right.
does it mean to be a foodie? Like all of that. We could go on for hours on that particular topic. But I have to say that in this, like, new genre, this new arena, the social foodie, but more importantly, the social foodie, the person not only
nice.
That's a foodie, but the social foodie that shares on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, Snapchat. Like, that's the foodie. That's the foodie that you want to impress and share what you're up to.
No doubt. No doubt, man. And it really is a fun thing to watch happen. And you live in a great food city, too, Chicago. I have some great friends over there.
Chicago is. Yeah.
Oh, great food city, man. And so, but with Foodie Chat, before we even move forward with that a little bit, what did you do before Foodie Chat? Like, what was your real job?
So directly before Foodie Chat, I mean, we don't need to go all the way back. I graduated college in 98, but okay. So right before Foodie Chat, managing social media. So we were managing social media for restaurants, pretty much
right.
75% restaurants. So we were their voice, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram just kind of started out, but we were managing their social media for all that and just really developing that voice for brands, kind of, you know, got us going, and then really realized from asking questions to the community about, what's everybody eating, what's everybody having for dinner tonight, where are you going, it just metamorphed into Foodie Chats on May 9th, 2011 type of thing. So I'm all about dates, so I always know the date when Foodie Chats started, so.
Man, that's awesome. And I didn't actually do the math there. I researched your date. Like, I wasn't actually doing math when you told me. I mean, I was trying to sound smart, but that's what usually happens. When I try to sound smart, I usually end up making an ass out of myself. Kind of like right now. I'll stop talking. So so when you do this stuff, you're finding that when you're doing the Foodie Chats, man, you're having an amazing group of people get on there. Even, you know, some really well-known chefs are starting to participate now more in this, right?
Yeah, so we've had live Foodie Chats where we've teamed up with, like, Rick Bayless from Chicago.
Awesome.
And we actually went to New York and Seattle where we actually went with Rick Bayless and a sponsor, Negra Modelo, where we went live to a city and brought foodies together. And like that to me is the most fun aspect of it all. It's like, sure, we have a sponsor, but it's an actual, like, opportunity to bring together foodies and bloggers and business people and non-business people and foodies. I mean, all together in an evening where we can celebrate what we love to do. That's the most fun of it all. And, yes, there is business, and, yes, there is fun aspects to it all. But bringing that together, like, that to me is the most fun part of the whole
Man.
Thing.
And you're so right. It's just, especially when you get people who love food together and hanging out, you know, it's amazing. It's like riding a jet ski. If you and I are riding jet skis, are we going to not be happy? Of course not. So we're eating great food and talking food. I mean, we're going to be happy. I mean, it's just, it's a positive thing. And I'm all about doing positive stuff with food because there's so much bad stuff in this world. Food is a great thing. So what you're doing is incredible. Now, I want to know, so the first time, who was your first sponsor you ever had for the first, like, sponsor thing you ever did?
Yeah, you know what? That's so cool. So today we went for lunch today at a brand new spot that opened up in Chicago. Okay, a brand new spot. But anyway, to tell the story full circle, we lived in Chicago. We moved to Miami, and then we came back to Chicago for an event. And the very first sponsorship in Foodie Chats was in Chicago at Sushi Samba in Chicago that no longer exists. It's a new place tonight that opened up a week ago that we were at today, but they were the very first sponsor. So we came back home to Chicago to host a live business, fun, foodie networking event in Chicago at Sushi Samba. It was $600. A $600 event that we brought 100 people in Chicago to show up at a venue to participate in the first ever live Foodie Chats Monday night event. It was $600. Very cool. I actually, like, I saw the check the other day. So that was the very first one because for, like, 7 months, wait, June, July, August, November, October. So for 5 months, all my friends were like, how are you going to monetize it?
Yeah,
how are you going to monetize
it?
Right. So I had a social media company. So for me, it wasn't – I didn't even know. I didn't even think anything about the monetizing of Foodie Chats. It was just an amazing night that every Monday I got to, like, host something where people worldwide joined in, and it was just really cool to me. So it wasn't about that. But I came back home to Chicago. I wanted to, like, host an event with a bunch of friends. So we got a sponsor for $600 to – to host about 100 social foodies in Chicago to all show up, and that was the very first one. It was October 2011 where we hosted the first live foodie judge.
So when you get this first sponsor and you go up to them, you say, here's what I've got going on. I made a hashtag on Twitter, and we talked to everybody about food, and I want you to give
right.
me money. Like, I just, especially in 2011, I have to imagine people looked at you like you had five heads. Like, wait, you want to do what? But it worked.
But it worked. So you kind of have to bring in the futuristic aspect of what you're saying called a hashtag, and then you got to bring it to today called an actual event where we're going to bring 100 – people in Chicago to show up live at your place. And so, so you got to bring the future. You got to bring the George Jetson aspect with the Marty McFly in the Back to the Future.
There
okay.
You go.
Cause we were right.
Nice
and job. You got to bring it all here today to talk about. So that's been my thing with social media since I've been involved in it since 08. Oh, I mean 08, 09, it's bringing in the future meets the present and convincing people that it makes a difference. And every year that's gone by, the having to convince people more and more that social media is here to stay has been less and less difficult. And now everybody knows now that social media is here to stay. So, man, holy cow. See, for me, I used a little profanity in the original, chat of ours.
Oh, of course.
That to me is it, because I tried so hard at first to, convince people that social media was it, and they didn't believe it at first. But
right.
I mean, brands and business, they just didn't believe that it was it. But now – we know that it's it right now. And it's been such a fun experience to, start a Twitter chat. I didn't even know what a Twitter chat was when I started this back in. I mean, seriously, I tweeted, what's everybody having for dinner? Hashtag foodie chat. And it went on for 5 hours. Everyone's like, oh, this is a Twitter chat. What's the next topic? I'm like, I don't even know what? I'm like, okay, I'll see you next Monday. I'm cool.
Yeah, right?
They're like, what time? I'm like, 8? Who's the theme? Okay. How many questions? 10?
That's awesome. So you made this whole outline of how it's going to work when you're looking at going, what's this is going to keep happening? And listen, I think it's hysterical. I think you and I are roughly close to the same age here about telling me what you're when you finish college. The fact the word Twitter is a word, if you told me that was going to be a real word when I was in high school, I'd be like, what are you talking about? What does that even mean? And now you have taken this thing that when you and I were younger, the fact that the word Twitter wasn't even a word, years ago, and you've turned it into a business, man. I swear, it blows my mind. It blows my mind. That's where it's at.
It blows my mind every day as well, too. I mean, every time I watch a sports show or a music show and they talk about social media, but in particular Twitter and Instagram at the end of the day, I mean, Snapchat now as well, too. I mean, it's cool to know that we're on the cusp of all of that, and I thoroughly enjoy being a part of it. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, and I think what I really appreciate here is the enthusiasm that you have behind it. And that's what I think just makes, for me as a chef, it makes me excited to take part in it. When you hear someone like you have so much enthusiasm and excitement behind it. And you can follow Steve also on social media, Instagram and Twitter, at Steve Go Green on Instagram and Twitter. And don't forget also, of course, Foodie Chats on Twitter and Instagram. Follow them there, you can see. And so I'm finding these days, Steve, honestly, I spend a lot of time building my Twitter up. I never had much Facebook, and you being a social media guru that you are, what do you find? Do you find Twitter is still super relevant? I mean, obviously it is with Foodie Chats, but what about things like Instagram and the newer things that are coming out?
I mean, firstly, I have to say I'm not a guru at any social media, man.
Oh, here we go.
Gurus. All right. I got to stop that right now. But anyway, I love social media, so – I love Twitter. I love Instagram. I love Periscope. I love Snapchat. I mean, Facebook's cool on the social level. But I think it's more about just – it's picking the social channel that you love the most? Like, how do you operate the most that you love? And that's the one that you should be involved in the most. I heard from my mom about a friend of hers whose daughter is a Vine star. She's a Vine star. She's a 6 second, or I think it's 6 second, Vine star. And actually, I checked her out, and she's a star. She's
really
amazing. And whatever your platform is, like, that's what you got to go for. So there's so many outlets of like, you know, I think like text, video, photos, or, you know, I mean, I think those are probably the main three. I mean, text, video, photos as of right now that you go for. But just picking the one you love and just expressing who you are. I mean,
you know, I think as a guy who for me personally, who does so much with, you know, with what I do and PR, I tell everyone when they talk to me about this is that whenever any kind of new social media platform comes out, whether you use it or whether you don't, go on there and get your name immediately. Do you think that's probably a pretty good idea?
Absolutely. Like, if you want to secure, like, yourself as a brand, yes, you got to get that name. Like you want the same Twitter name as your Instagram name.
Yeah.
If you can secure all of those names right off the bat, yes. I mean, that is a really good thing, you know. So, but as young people like started out, like the moment you got a good idea, lock it up.
That's right. You said lock it up, and all I can think is Wedding Crashers. I want to tell you to lock it up now.
Lock.
No, you lock it up, Steve. So it's been going on so well for you, man. Has this become like a full-time job for you? This is what you do now?
Yeah, Foodie Chat. So, like, after like a year and a half, Foodie Chat became a full-time job. So, yeah,
wow.
Nonstop working with – we've worked with over 250 brands on different sponsorships all over. All kinds of crazy brands. Tonight, Turkish Airlines.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I mean, that's nuts. Like, how does that happen? Like, Turkish Airlines. Like, honestly, I saw that, and I'm like, what? Now, how is it going to tie that in? But you did. I mean, it was awesome. Did you have to work with their PR department to decide the questions? Sorry, that was kind of out of the blue, but it just hit me.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it.
I mean, that's 100% it, man. From the time that we like landed sponsorships after like the time you asked me about it, we went from working with a cruise line, Norwegian Cruise Line, to Buick doing a sponsorship, to Turkish Airlines, from a cruise ship to a car to an airline to restaurants and products and brands. I mean, we have been really, you know, fortunate to work with all kinds of products, all kinds of brands, all kinds of PR firms, you know.
Man,
and you know,
I mean, you have to sit back after a Monday night. You have to sit back, like tonight. You'll finish a show, and I have to imagine you sit down and just go, "Holy shit! I just did like a chat with the entire world, sponsored by Turkish Airlines. What the fuck is going on? This is crazy! Like, that's insane."
Yeah, it's, you know, it's
in a good
way, it is insane. Like every Monday we cherish, like, as our team, just like a sporting event. All right, 236, 240th, 250,
yeah,
you know, 3 years, like we celebrate every moment, man. Every moment that we like do a good job, we celebrate. You know, life is short. You never know.
Man. And celebrating, I saw a little stuff on. By the way, I just got a shout out from another. I just realized it's probably another mutual friend of ours. My man Rev Dave Fiancio says, "What's up to you?" He was just sending me a message. Great dude, by the way. looking here, I was just looking at some of the videos you have on YouTube, man. You guys just had you had a 4 year party. Is that right? Out in Chicago.
We did on May 11th, which, we had our 4 year celebration at the Blackstone Hotel, and we had all kinds of restaurants and sponsors, which is pretty cool. This year coming up, May 9th, 2016, is the 5 year anniversary of Foodie Chats, and it happens to fall on a Monday.
Ooh.
So it won't fall on a Monday now for another 7 years, but we were Right. So the very first Foodie Chats tweet started in Miami Beach on a Monday on May 9th, 2011. And we will be live in Miami again on 2016. So we have a very fun evening planned in South Beach, Miami, to celebrate the actual 5-year anniversary.
Yeah. Dude, that sounds amazing. And are you going to like release where it's happening yet or not quite yet? And is it like a ticketed type
event? It's going to be at the Thompson Hotel in Miami Beach, which is actually where Pitbull had his New Year's Eve party and where we used to live. We used to live at the Thompson Hotel. It was called The Crown. And literally, we moved out. And 2 months after we moved out, long story short, kicked everybody out of The Crown and made it a Thompson Hotel.
Right.
Okay. And now it's all fancy and schmancy. And my driver's license still says 4041 North Collins. And we are going to be celebrating the 5-year anniversary of that tweet that went out on May 9th, 2011, 8:52 p.m. Eastern Time. We are going to have a celebration this year coming up, 2016, May 9th. I mean, because we don't have another May 9th for 7 years.
Yeah.
We don't have another May 9th until 2012, right? Yeah, right. Yeah, 2022.
A lot of math.
These are intense, man. This is Back to the Future? See, like, we're the Cubs, man, and Back to the Future. 2012. What's 2020?
Dude, I've got a DeLorean. Can make it happen. 88.8 miles an hour. I got a dude who can act like Doc Brown.
Right.
Make it happen.
Let's do it.
Man, it's really truly impressive what you've done with that, man. And seriously, so how do people come to the does anybody come to the party, or how does that work?
See, the most fun is what we just had. That's the most fun for me, what we just had right now. Just people worldwide coming together, sharing just having fun together, sharing their thoughts and their recipes and all that stuff. But yes, I mean, every Monday night, always on Twitter, every Monday night. This party will be in Miami, so if anybody wants to go to Miami and Bay, May 9th, right, it's the Monday after Mother's Day.
Right.
You want to come to Miami, that's great. But that's the biggest thing, just people coming together, sharing their dishes, sharing their ideas, wanting to meet new friends. And we have our app. We have our app coming out. We have been working on our app for a
long
year.
Time, right?
Long time, and I finally know what it's like for a restaurant or a real estate property to say, hey, coming soon. I officially know what that means because, to create the perfect app, it takes some time. And we've been working on it now for almost a year, and we are about ready to go. So we're excited.
So the app itself, so will we be able to, like, on a Monday night, open up the Foodie Chats app and be able to chat via the app, or do we still have to be on Twitter?
You still have to be on Twitter, but the app is going to be an opportunity to create your social foodie profile. Like, that's the biggest thing that we want, is to create your social foodie profile and to be able to share your foodie thoughts. And we have so much in store. But we love Twitter. And we love Monday night on Twitter. We're never going to get rid of that. And we have so much in store for our Foodie Chats app. We're very excited to share it.
Man, looking forward to that. And how soon do we see that?
That is January 2016, 2 months away.
Nice, man. That's exciting. That's crazy exciting, and especially for you. And I look forward to seeing that come out because I'll be one of the first people to download that because it's one of my favorite things to do is sit here and talk food, especially with people all across the world. And Foodie Chats gives me the opportunity to do that as well as other people. Make sure you guys follow my man Steve at Steve Go Green on Twitter. That's at Steve Go Green on Twitter. And, of course, at Foodie Chats on Monday nights, hashtag Foodie Chats. So when you look at the business that you've created via this hashtag itself, it's kind of almost like football. Like, you look at – I'm a big football fan. I know you are as well. I'm sorry I'm taking you away from your game right now. I hope you got a pause or something, right? it's kind of like going forward on fourth down. That's how I thought about it, when I was trying to figure out a way to make an analogy about it, because you're either going to if you go for it on fourth down and you score a touchdown, you're a genius, you know. But if you go for it on fourth down and you can't even get past the line of scrimmage, then you're an idiot. Is that kind of what the whole thing, how it kind of went when you decided, I'm going to take Footy Chats and make it like a real job, make it my thing?
I think for me, like, Footy Chats, it never started like that. It always started where you asked me what I was doing before Footy Chats, and I had a social media company where I was their social media company, their manager, like becoming their voice. And Footy Chats just happened. Like, it just happened. Like, it just happened one night, Monday night, May 9th, 2011. It just happened. And it went on for 5 hours. It trended worldwide. And the community said, is it every Monday? And then the community said, how many questions? What's the theme? Who's the sponsor? Yeah. And it just kept going. And then finally, people were like, are you going to have live events? So we started traveling across America to Vegas and New York and Chicago and L.A. and Boston and all over. And we just kept traveling. And then people started saying, are you going to create an app? You should create an app. You should create an app for all of us.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. So this has been like, I've just been a follow the leader of the community saying, hey, this should be something cool. And I think that's been like my most excited part of this entire experience. It's just the community has asked for it. And I love being the person to say, hey, I'd love to be the person that provides for you this form.
And that's incredible. I got a question coming in from Twitter here. At Fairfield Co. Kids wants to know, has Twitter acknowledged you yet? Has Twitter, like the company Twitter, have they acknowledged what you're doing on Monday nights yet?
Wow. So, you know, we've chatted with at Twitter Food. So recently we were at the New York City Wine and Food Fest, and we chatted with Twitter Food that started their new presence over there. And they tweeted back, acknowledged back, Twitter Food. I mean, we've chatted with, like, big brands like Whole Foods and Applebee's and all these major brands. But actually, like, let's say straight up at Twitter. I mean, not straight up at Twitter. I mean, no, not straight up that one right there. But, man, like I feel like Foodie Chats is so much more than just – because, like, it never started as a business model. Like, I never started this brand as, like, I want to have a business model and make money. It never started like that. It just started as, like, an amazing platform for, like, people worldwide to get together. And like I always want to stay true to that. Like, you always have to make money in life, for sure.
Yeah, right? Of course.
But I always wanted to stay true to, like, a community where people can like, meet like-minded people and share ideas and stuff like that. So, I mean, but to quickly answer that question, I mean, straight up at Twitter, not yet. But at Twitter Food tweeted us, so anyway.
That's a big one. That's a big one there. But, dude, you're right, and that's just the thing. And, you know, listen, you said yourself, like, it became a thing with you with the – you tweeted what's everybody eating and made the hashtag up, and kind of people jumped on board with it. And then they asked you, like you said, about 2 in the morning, so we'll see you next Monday, as I'm paraphrasing. And you're like, holy shit, this is crazy. Well, there's your business model. And it kind of just happened out of nowhere. And, you know, some of the best businesses in the world start like that. And listen, so long as you're having fun, that's what it's all about, man. As long as other people are enjoying it and having fun, that's what it's all about. And to that – like, I got to tip my hat to you, man, because what you've done with that and given a place for people to get together and talk about food, whether it's, you know, a chef or, you know, just a mom at home making dinner or, you know, just all walks of life being able to come together and talk about what they're eating and what they're making. It's an amazing thing, man. And so for that, thank you for that, because it's a lot of fun to do.
Thank you. I'm proud. Every Monday, like my Monday nights are never the same ever again. It's been a true blessing for me to have this as a Monday night, to be able to chat with so many incredible people, like just regular people, foodies, social foodie chefs, celebrity chefs, brands. I mean, it's been like, I love like my life now on a weekly basis now always looks forward now to Monday night. It's pretty It's pretty cool. And yes, of course, like, I don't want to ever mischieve anybody that it's not about business. It is. It's 100% about business and having to make a living for yourself. But, man, making a living for yourself and having a great time at the same time.
It's the dream. That's the American dream.
Right?
That's the American dream. That's what it is. And there's nothing wrong with that. And that's what it should be, especially when what you're doing is creating such a positive environment for so many people. Like 100% could not – I mean, I am all about that and support of that completely. And that's what you're doing. And it's a fantastic thing, and it gives an opportunity for a lot of people to talk to a lot of other very, very, very cool people. So I've taken a lot of your time here, and I appreciate your time this evening, man. I want to give you a couple of final questions here, and then I'll get you on down the road so you can go back to watching your Bears. Who, tough season, brother. Tough season. I feel bad for you. I'm a Steelers fan, so every time I turn around, my quarterback's getting carted off the field. I'm actually going to have my show sponsor their cart, the medical cart, on at Heinz Field. It's my plan. So that's what I'm hoping I can do. So you've had a chance to eat at so many different restaurants and traveling and taking foodie chats all across the country. What are some of your favorite places to eat at, not just in Chicago?
Man, so I love there are so many establishments in the country that are amazing, but I like to hit up the places that hit it up on all levels, okay? All levels. Great food, great atmosphere, great service, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right up there, man. Great service and great food is equally as important to me. In
I
so
would
many
argue
different
service
cities.
Is more important than food. I would argue service is more important than
that
food.
That service is more important than food. I'm right there with you, and there's so many incredible spots that we need to chat about, but we don't have enough time for me to chat about that right now.
So Chicago, tell me, how about this? What's one of your favorite spots in Chicago? How about that? Have you tried Do Right Donuts? That's my man Jeff's place. Amazing.
So there are so many places in Chicago to have amazing hamburgers, amazing chicken sandwiches, pastas. I mean, come on. This is Chicago. We got to be at least a top five foodie capital eating city in the country.
This is great.
Sure.
It's a great city. One of my favorite cities in the entire country. I live.
Where are you from?
I live right by New York City. I'm in Connecticut, and originally from Richmond,
all
Virginia.
Right.
I'm a big Southern food guy also. But as a matter of fact, I was going to come to your event at Applebee's. I got invited by our friend Adam.
All right.
I couldn't make it.
Cool.
Next time I'll be there, no doubt, for sure.
All right.
So
we'll be back.
But, yeah, I hope so, man. So obviously, being a Chicago guy, you got to have opinion. You don't have any opinions whatsoever on hot dogs and pizza, I'm guessing, right?
Dude, I have lots of opinions.
No.
Snap. Listen, I love Italian beef sandwiches. We have the best Italian beef sandwiches in the world, like Philadelphia. The Bears just scored a touchdown, by the way.
Hey.
And
who did throw
and,
it
to? And Philadelphia has the best cheesesteaks ever. We have the best non-Philly cheesesteaks, Italian beefs. We have the best deep dish. But I don't know. I can't see the best tonight. I can't do it. Sorry.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Well, look, man, you've been awesome to talk to. I'm going to give you my speed round of questions and get you on down the road.
Yeah,
you've been so fun to talk to, man. So you can get back to your game. So listen, what you've done in this business is incredible. And make no mistake, like I said, when we opened this, you were definitely part of the food business. What is that one meal you had, or maybe you haven't had it yet, where you ate it and you were like, food was a thing. Food was like not just something we have to do. It was something that, wow, this is – like an enjoyable thing. It's an experience. Have you had that dish yet? And where was it?
Wow. That is quite a question, man. The ultimate, you're talking about the ultimate foodie experience. So like, I would probably have to say that this past, like last month, I was certified Angus beef, invited me to be part of their weekend for their annual conference. So we went to San Antonio. Yes. We went to San Antonio. We went to a ranch, the Nibble Ranch, and we just had a certified Angus beef palooza, man. We had tomahawks and we had
time out. Can we hashtag certified Angus beef palooza? That's pretty good. That's pretty awesome.
I would have to say that in 2015, that was by far my greatest experience of the year on all levels. And they made a sushi roll, because I'm like the biggest sushi fan ever, but it was all from raw certified Angus beef. That was the best sushi roll I've had, and it wasn't sushi. It was raw certified Angus beef. So, you know, that was,
dude,
I got
that sounds
plenty
awesome.
Of pictures. To like just visit my Instagram to check out that,
and you can find that at Steve Go Green on Instagram, dude. I tweeted tonight to the foodie chats, man. One of my best traveling moments was I got asked by Pepsi. This is a short story, don't worry. I got asked by Pepsi to go to Napa and hang out and do some stuff with these guys. It was a great humbling experience. But for dinner, I went to Morimoto out in Napa, and I sat at the sushi bar, and they just fed us. Like, I just said, whatever you guys want to do, and they fed us for 2 hours. And it was the most amazing sushi I've ever had in my life. And half of it, as a chef for 20 years, I still don't know what the hell I was eating, Steve. I have no fucking clue what the hell. But it was awesome. So
nice.
In the same world of food, obviously it goes drinks. I'm a giant beer fan, dude. I've judged so many events and being a part of them. Beer is one of my favorite things in the world to drink. Have you had that cocktail yet, that drink, where you taste it and you're like, man, this just it just makes the whole – environment, it makes the whole evening, it just sets the whole thing off. Has that happened to you yet?
You know, I think that there are so many talented mixologists in the world, but the most important thing to me that makes me feel the best of your question is the mixologist that serves the drink that also serves up the personality.
Nice. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Howie, so, suggest you check out the social down in Charleston, South Carolina. The dudes wear bow ties. It's freaking badass, dude.
Yeah, that's number one, where you go out to a bar and you order a drink, and the bartender like asks you questions about your life and cares about what's happening and engages, and like that to me is the best cocktail. I think there's a lot of great mixologists nowadays that create something nice, but I think it's the one that offer the human component, the personality. I think like that to me is the most important thing. So,
man, I think you're so right. And finally, man, the final question for you: we have a lot of young culinarians, a lot of young entrepreneurs, and young cooks. Check out this program, and I always try to have the guest that I'm on here with, because we talk to such cool food people, and you're definitely in that category and incredibly successful at what you're doing. What's your biggest piece of advice you could give to a young person just trying to come up in the business, trying to do something on their own, trying to make a name for themselves? What would be the biggest piece of advice you'd give them?
I mean, my biggest piece of advice straight up is to follow your dream. I mean, we could be – it's a cliche what you say in life, but listen, whatever your passion is, whatever you like to talk about all day long, whatever you got, whatever you enjoy talking about all day long, all the time, well, then that is what you should do. You should do that. You should do something that you love to talk about all the time, because that, to me, I mean, you sleep 8 hours a day, okay? So you got that off the book right there. Then you
until
got
you have kids, and then they just suck the wood to live out of you. But anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, right. but pick the other one right there that makes you love what you do, man. That at the end of the day is what you should go for. What you love to do.
Man, there it is, and that's a great piece of advice to always go for your dream, and no matter what happens, don't let anybody tell you no, because you got to keep fighting, because no one's going to believe in you more than you, right?
That is for sure, man. Like, number one, like, there may be other people that believe in you, but the first person who should believe in you is you. You should believe in you, because if you believe in you, man, then that's a start, that other people will believe in you, man. Energy, passion, enthusiasm. You can keep the words going with that one, man. But when you walk into a room and you exude those traits, man, that's addictive. So,
man,
I love being in the room with people that have that similar passion. Like, that's everything to me. When it comes to a businessman, that is everything to me, to walk in a room with somebody that has, like, similar passions to kind of that aspect of it all. I mean, that's everything. Right,
well, you get drawn to that person. You get drawn to them. When you see them in the room, they walk in, it's almost like a light around them. You get drawn to them. Their laugh, their the way their cadence and how they speak. You get drawn to them, man. You're on the money with that, 100%.
You feel it. You feel it. You see it and you feel it at the same time. So
no doubt. Listen, you have been so much fun to talk to, dude. I could talk to you for 4 hours. If we were sitting in a bar, we would close the place down because I don't know, man. You are that guy. You're the guy that I want to talk to when you walk in the room. You have that about you. And, what you've done with Foodie Chats is amazing. I'll be there on Monday nights as much as humanly possible. On Twitter, that's hashtag Foodie Chats. And don't forget to check out my man at Steve Gogreen on Twitter, Instagram, and pretty much all the social media because the man knows how to do it. That's for sure. And make sure you check out, if you get the chance, May 9th, this 2016, got that party happening down in Miami. If you can get down there, you should do it. Dude, you have been so much fun to talk to. Man, I can't thank you enough for your time.
Hey, Chef. Hey, thank you, man. I love what you're doing, man. Keep it up, man. You're an inspiration to us all.
You're awesome, brother. Listen, hey, go Bears, all right? How about that?
All right. I love that.
My man.
All right, Chef. Be good, man.
Take care, buddy. There he goes, down the road. My man, Steve Green, the CEO and founder of hashtag Foodie Chats. How fucking cool is that guy? Like, his energy, it's late at night, and he's still so fired up and just being fucking awesome. I like that guy a lot. I hope to have him on again because he's been amazing to talk to. And the guy, that's the first time we've ever spoke, by the way. We spoke via instant message and Twitter about the show. I never spoke to him in person or even on the telephone, and that's what happened. The guy is just awesome. So excited to have him on here. Let's get into a couple of plugs and close down this very, very radio program we're listening to right now. And, of course, I haven't played Calvin Harris tonight, so now is probably the time to make that happen. Let me see if I can get some on here. Here we go.
I need a little space in my mind. I need that little hope I can find. I need a little space. Is that too much to ask for? I need to feel my soul come alive. I need to feel the strength to get by. I need a little faith. Is that too much to ask for?
Yeah, that's right. You got too far. Yeah, there you go. Sorry, you heard me right there. Maybe you heard me. I was sending a direct message to you. I thank you for being on the show. What an amazing guy to talk to. What an amazing, inspirational gentleman to be around. The guy has been fantastic, man. He is just what he has done with a hashtag and turned it into a business, a worldwide business, is just, I mean, if you don't respect that, then you're not, I don't know what you are. You have to respect that. The guy was incredible. You can follow him on Twitter, Instagram, all the stuff, at Steve Gogreen. That's at Steve Gogreen on all social media, as well as at Foodie Chats. And don't forget, guys, Monday night, 8 o'clock on the East, 7 o'clock Central, what is that, 5 o'clock on the West, hashtag Foodie Chats. Jump in there. Throw something at him. Talk about it, man. He's got 10 questions. He's got a ton of sponsors coming in. It's a really, really cool thing. A lot of fun to do. It's awesome. Make sure you check it out. And the guy, so much respect for the guy. My name, well, before I get into my name and my in-between time nonsense, make sure you guys, you rate, review, and subscribe if you check us out via iTunes. We've gotten some great reviews lately, and we're finally ranked on there after all the time. It takes forever. You got to have like a bajillion ratings before they actually post them. But thank you guys for all that. If you do check us out via iTunes, please rate, review, and subscribe. Also, if you are in the need to go buy something, whatever it may be, go to plumlovefoods.com, click on Amazon. It's not going to cost you anything extra, not another dime. But what they do is they throw me a couple of pennies here and there to help offset the cost of bringing you this fine radio program every Monday night with our awesome guests. Guys, what a great show tonight. It's been a lot of fun hanging out. The fucking thing flew by. This show flew by so goddamn fast. I was hanging out. I didn't get a chance to drink a bunch of beers. I was laughing and talking to Steve so much. In the meantime and in between time, my name is Chef Plum. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Chef_Plum. That's at Chef_Plum. Check me out online at plumlovefoods.com. That's PlumLuvFoods.com. And of course, the sold out dinner this Friday night, Friday the 13th. I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not wearing a mask or carrying a machete. We are doing a beautiful dinner out of Baldanza's Cafe, the acclaimed Baldanza's Cafe. I'm taking over for a night. We are doing 7 courses. It's going to be badass. And please, thank you again to my guest, Steve Green, the CEO and head Jedi over at Foodie Chats. That's hashtag Foodie Chats. Make sure you check them out. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, remember, food is one of the most important things that we have in life. Let's make sure we give it the time that it deserves. I'll see you guys next Monday night, right here, live on the #1 food show on Blog Talk Radio, Plum Love Foods Live. Take care, guys. Have a great night.